this is really about allowing our higher selves to bring us up to speed. In other words, the more that we intend to stay awake, the more that we intend to stay surrounded by heavenly bliss. Heavenly bliss is helping us enjoy the sunshine. So it's going to be those places where we're soon to see. So we want to understand there's a heavenly glow awaiting us, surrounding us, waiting to be established, waiting to be authorized, waiting to be prioritized. So when they say in our very midst, it's like we're going to do the old approach because we're following our mind, which follows the past. But they're saying that we're soon to smile. So in other words, after the first thought or the unconscious movement or whatever, we're going to have cause to turn around. So that means that the higher approach, the higher orchestration, it's just like the daily message, right? Is like side by side, waiting to be given a chance, waiting to be given a try, waiting to slide on in. So again, when they're talking about this, they're not talking about something extremely far away. Like if only we can reach it, if only we could come to understand it. Like the new observation, the new choice is literally side by side, waiting to be established, waiting to be conversed, waiting to be recognized, waiting to be increased and multiplied. Because as we say so through our constant understanding, when I'm saying this, they're showing me, oh, what is his name? Salvador Dahl or something. Anyway, he's got these like watches or clocks that are, they look like they're melting. So this is the point. It's like we're dropping the need for time. So we have, if you could imagine, like different parallel realities side by side, and we can take the long way home. So in other words, traveling with the old consciousness, getting the thorn in our paw, and then getting to decide, or we can receive higher apparatus. In other words, we're being shown side by side where our old conditioning can just fall by the wayside, where it's no longer needed, it's no longer necessary. So instead of us having to walk it out and like falling into the ditch and then getting up out of the ditch in order to learn our lesson, we can go home now. So in other words, that new preview, that new forward glance, that new reason to smile is literally, they keep saying this, side by side. I feel like I should be singing a song, side by side. It's extremely close, waiting for love's arrival. Isn't that interesting, Valentine's Day? Waiting for love's arrival, meaning that would you be open to love? Would you consider love? So when I'm saying that, excuse me, the blue orbs that are present are so fantastic. They are so beautiful. They are so pervasive. They are so like increased and multiplied, like the energy of it and the power of it is truly very, very significant, where it's just easy. It's easy if we will only try. So like, you know, it's easy if you try, but we have to try. And what we're learning to try is to remember that there's a new approach. There's a higher given. There's a higher access, like already being streamed in, already being dreamed in. And so it's a little bit like it being thrown to us, and as if our guides would be like, here, catch, or a higher self is like, here, hands up. So the more that we understand that we're being doubled and multiplied, what they mean by that is like, I just keep hearing there's a new girl in town, that song. But the idea is truly there's a new guy in town. There's a new gal in town. There's a new vibrational pulsation of our whole self that wants to be considered, that wants to be like come in and occupy our very space. So just imagine your higher self, your I am self, like, may I have this dance? Would you like to give my impressions a try? And so we want to be very liberal with our cause for movement. So in other words, doing it the old way, following the old mind, following the old approach, well, that just typically leads us to sorrow. That just leaves us in dualism. That just leaves us, you know, sometimes full and sometimes empty. So what they're showing us is there's a new way of delight, where when we sign off with our loveliness, in other words, we agree to our higher consent, we agree to our higher authorization, we agree to our higher approach. So it's sort of like that proactive stance. That's the qualifier, that we're willing to release the grievance, we're willing to release the suffering, we're willing to release the judgment. Then the old is soon to part ways, because we have confessed. They're saying like Christ's mercy, but what they mean is like our Christ self, our higher self, our I am presence, our Buddha self is here waiting to be listened to, waiting to be recognized. So just imagine you have someone waiting for you to finish a conversation, and it's like out of your corner of your eye, you can see them standing there. And so you kind of register it, like when I'm finished talking, there's someone that wants my attention. That's what it feels like. But when I receive it, it's not pushy. So they're not going to override our free will. They're going to be very patient and just stand there waiting. And it's for us to go on by. So in other words, it's for us to decide that we're going to let go of that old stomping ground, like that old emission of defeat, where we're just walking around with judgment, tug of war, conflict, every other time you win, every other time you lose, because that's dualism. So that's the old conscious. That's literally, it's overused, it's welcome. It's no longer, what would be that word? Like, just imagine functioning out of something where there's an updated version. You ever buy an Amazon and it's like, oh, there's a new version of this. Would you like that one? Well, why wouldn't you want the new version? That's basically what it is. There's a new version of yourself. There's a whole self that wants to participate, that wants to come on in, that wants to have a turn. So allow yourselves that invested, how would I say that? It's they're saying like invested mercy, but it's help. You know, when we pray for help, when we ask for help, sometimes we just think it's going to be done for us. Like all we have to do is wait and receive. Well, we want to remember that we play a part in opening up that gifting and opening up that package and opening up that delivery box. And so the more that we can consent to our very best. So it's a little bit like, well, I know what I thought at first, but let me try again. Let me see what my higher self says. Let me see what this very patient energy that has arrived would, and how that can assist me, and that how that can access secret treasures, higher giftings. So some of us were waiting for a miracle, or we're waiting for help soon to be received, and we don't understand that we have our own little bit of work to do. So this is where we're marrying the beloved. And when we're marrying the beloved, we're really recognizing that it's all within our victory box now. In other words, we already have all that we need to offer our new remedy, to offer our new increase. So that's the really good news. We're not waiting on anything separate from us. Our higher self is waiting up for us to notice. And they're basically saying, let the games begin. So allow yourself to dance with this new approach of love. And again, it's like love is who we are. And when we create out of love, when we function out of love, we speed the need for time, because we're no longer interested in judging. We're no longer interested in yesterday. We're interested in making ourselves and everyone else home. So allow love's advantage. When I said allow love's advantage, I basically became like a water molecule. So, you know, when you see those beautiful water crystals and those pictures of if you bless the water or you're angry and then the water shows what anger looks like. So we want to remember that we're like 70-80% water. So the reason we're shown how our thoughts and our beliefs and our vibration affects water, it's because we're one and the same. So allow yourselves that generous mercy, meaning that allow yourselves the light, allow yourselves the love, allow yourselves that extreme pleasure. And so the more that we consent to that, the more that we allow that, that is what we then create out of. So again, it's like they're saying we're receiving a new voice box. In other words, we're receiving that love inside. So we're allowing ourselves to be complete. So again, there's an increase and an increase and an increase and an increase. But when they say allow ourselves to be complete, it's like we're agreeing to all one and the same. In other words, we're agreeing to every update. We're agreeing to every increase. So imagine you now have 12 increases that are due you. So when we say yes, we're agreeing to all 12 downloads in the now moment. So we want to really understand that this is all waiting for our gesturing, for our homecoming, for our agreement. We want to really get that it's not about what's occurring in the outer. It has to do with our energy field. And as we open up wide, just imagine like you're feeding a little kid, like open up wide. So we're the kids. Oh, as we open up wide, as we consent to their favorite dance, then all is due us. All is due us. So we're going to feel that shift of change. We're going to feel where we don't listen to our higher self, and we're going to feel when we include that heavenly advice. And so it may be a gesturing, it may be a sudden awareness. And so we want to have the gift of receiving. We want to have the gift of increase and multiplication. We want to have the gift of all that is due us now. So allow this gifting to be sealed in a permanent stanza. In other words, we receive, and how would I say that? It's sort of like mandating your consent or acknowledging your advancement or allowing yourself to be noted. It's sort of like, here I am. This is what I'm choosing. This is what I'm receiving. It's going to be an ongoing process because I may pick the old first and it's not going to work out, or it's not going to feel good, or you may get a tummy ache or a headache. And it's like, okay, there must be a better way. So this is the whole point. We're obligated to our love's advantage, and we're receiving that golden light. We're receiving that better way. We're receiving that Christ union. We're receiving the energies of the Elohim now. So allow that to take hold in love's administration. So love's administration is like, imagine you're the prototype for many to join with. In other words, you're holding the frequency for all to understand. And it's like, oh, that frequency feels better than the one I'm holding. I'm going to come join with her or him. So we want to acknowledge our bravery. We want to acknowledge our heaven's consent. In other words, we're showing up early and we're digesting holy. In other words, we're receiving that light. We're receiving that love. We're receiving all of love's enchantment. So allow that to be anchored in. And for all to arrive, that is going to show us the new alliance that we've now professed, that we've now consented to, that we've now requested, and we have now received. And allow that to be increased and multiplied so that all that would like to join now have easy access. And just feel your life shifting to this new reality, remembering that you're always in charge. If you don't like where you're feeling, where you're directed to, what you're focused on, that these energies are here, ready to commingle, ready to join, ready to be requested. When I'm receiving everyone, I just see light, just like twinkling about you, twinkling about you. So beautiful. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.